Russian man suspected of being one of the world's largest arms traffickers may be headed to the U.S. for trial. A court in Thailand today ordered the extradition of Victor Boot. Boot was arrested 2 years ago in a sting operation in Bangkok. U.S. agents took part in the sting, posing as Colombian rebels seeking surface-to-air missiles. Boot could face charges of conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals and of providing material resources to terrorist organizations. Boot denies the accusations, and he has the support of the Russian government. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
The Thai court ordered that Victor Boot be extradited to the United States within 3 months. That decision reversed the ruling of a lower court from last year, and it came after the Obama administration reportedly summoned the Thai ambassador in Washington to stress the importance of the case. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today the ruling is invalid. Lavrov said Russia regrets the decision, calling it illegal and political. Based on the information we have, he said, this ruling has been passed under very strong pressure from the outside. Lavrov said Moscow would continue to seek Victor Boot's return to Russia. According to the author Misha Glenny, who's written about Boot, it's in the Russian government's interest that he do so.
His primary relationship, and I suspect his primary loyalty, is with Russian military intelligence, which is one of the reasons why the Thai extradition case, the Americans' attempt to extract him from Thailand to put him on trial, is so interesting, because there has been a real tug of war with Russia wanting Thailand to deliver him back to Moscow and the United States insisting that he be flown there to be put on trial, because, of course, Victor Boot does hold many secrets in his head about conflict and weapons and corruption around the world.
All those potential secrets help make Victor Boot look like a Hollywood-style villain. Indeed, he's believed to have been an inspiration for Nicolas Cage's character in the 2005 movie Lord of War.
Selling guns is like selling vacuum cleaners. You make calls, pound the pavement. I supplied every army but the Salvation Army.
The real Victor Boot, says Misha Glenny, is a former Soviet Air Force officer.
He is a graduate of the military language school in Moscow. He speaks roughly 9 languages and found himself working in Angola in the early 1990s after the collapse of the Soviet Union, when there was a great deal of chaos going on in the Soviet Union. And one of the things that happened was that the army collapsed and many of its leaders started selling weapons. And Boot became a middleman, essentially selling ex-surplus Soviet weaponry that was fueling the wars in West Africa in particular, also in Central Asia.
Glenny says Boot built a vast arms-dealing operation, so vast that others have dubbed him the Merchant of Death. But Boot has always claimed that he ran a legitimate air cargo business, flying missions for clients including the Pentagon and the United Nations. Brian Johnson Thomas is an expert in arms trafficking who's met Victor Boot. He describes Boot as urbane and cultured.
It's all very well saying he's an arms dealer. I mean, he has been in some way stigmatized as the Merchant of Death, which frankly is a load of cobblers. He may be a merchant of some death. But the whole thing is far more complicated than that.
Johnson Thomas says that because the arms trade is so complicated, any courtroom revelations about Boot's other activities could be damaging to many governments around the world.
I think part of the reason for the sting operation is that if they actually try to charge him with things he has done, then it reflects perhaps badly on our so-called allies in the war against terror.
Outside the courtroom in Thailand today, Victor Boot's wife, Ala, condemned the ruling, blaming it on US government interference. But she also said she believed that if the extradition goes ahead, her husband would win his case in an American court. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.